Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. I apologize if I sound a little hoarse today or a little stuffy. I am feeling under the weather today, but what a big day for the Steelers. This was Mike Tomlin's season-ending press conference, a press conference that could have included things like, you know, coaching changes that could be made in the future, questions about, you know, is this team going to have to make some big moves in 2019 to repair this team, to get this team back to being a playoff worthy contender that they should be here at the end of this Super Bowl run with Ben Roethlisberger and, you know, the Killer Bees, or what's left of the Killer Bees, and Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger. And instead, today was all about Antonio Brown. And look, coming into this press conference, I didn't expect we were going to hear a lot from Mike Tomlin about AB. I thought he might say, have an opening statement about it, you know, make some comments and then, you know, kind of brush it aside. He did not. He attacked it head on, going into pretty good detail here about what exactly happened between Antonio Brown and the Pittsburgh Steelers from Wednesday all the way through to Monday on that season-ending team meeting. So we will talk about all of that today. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Tony Serino. You can find more of this podcast by going to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts. Search Locked On Steelers. Hit that subscribe button. Make sure you get your daily dose. You can follow me on Twitter, at Steeler Country. You can find us on Instagram, Locked On Steelers. You can also find us on Facebook. Search Locked On Steelers. Hit that like button. Make sure you also join the Facebook group. All right, and let's get to Mike Tomlin's Wednesday press conference, his season-ending press conference. A lot of this was about Antonio Brown, as we expected it to be. I got to be honest, though, going into Wednesday, I didn't expect to hear a lot about the Antonio Brown situation that we hadn't already heard. I didn't expect Mike Tomlin to expand on it as much as he did. I expected Tomlin to say something like, you know, as far as the Antonio Brown situation, we're going to deal with that in-house. We'll have more updates for that, you know, when the time comes. But right now, I'm not addressing it. And just move on from it. That's what I expected to hear from Mike Tomlin. That's kind of how he's dealt with some of this stuff in the past. Instead, Mike Tomlin went into pretty good detail about exactly what transpired, when it transpired, and when was the last time he talked to AB, why AB didn't play in the game, and he went into pretty good detail. Let's start right there. Let's start with Mike Tomlin explaining just exactly what happened with Antonio Brown.
I'll start. Last week, I met with you guys Friday after practice. I outlined what it transpired to AB to that point. All of those things are very accurate. I'll re-outline it for you. He came in on Wednesday and expressed soreness in his lower body, feet, ankles, knees, specifically a knee. It was no big deal from that perspective. It happens some with veteran players. I give them a day off. I work younger guys. It's not only about their protection and preservation, but it's also about the growth and development of younger guys. I've done it at the quarterback position routinely. This year, just about every week, very rarely does Ben work on a Wednesday. I do it at the center position with Marquise Pouncey. I do it at the guard position on Thursday with Ramon Foster, to name a few. I've done it at the wideout position in the past. When AB was young, Wednesday was a big day for him because it wasn't a big day for a guy like Hines Ward. So that was not a big deal for us. We came in on Thursday. He expressed that he was continuing to feel that discomfort. Again, given the fact that this was the Cincinnati Bengals, a second time a divisional opponent, in terms of the familiarity, again, it wasn't anything to ring the alarm bells about. We work younger people. I listed him on the injury report that day with the knee that he described. On Friday, Friday's kind of the witching hour, situational football and things of that nature, in terms of readiness for the game. When he came in and expressed discomfort in his knee on Friday, and the fact that he wouldn't be able to participate on Friday, that's when we sent him to get an MRI. And at that time, I instructed him after he gets the MRI to go home, to get off his feet, to lay low, and that I would communicate with him Friday evening, and we'll plot out our course of action from there. Again, under normal circumstances, guy doesn't participate in Friday's practice. That essentially potentially removes them from participation in the game unless they are a veteran guy who we got a great deal of comfort in terms of execution and detail, like AB, and we got an opponent that we're familiar with second time around, like a divisional opponent, Cincinnati. So wanted to leave the light on in terms of his participation. That was the nature of our conversation. That's what I outlined to you guys after practice. That's why we listed him as questionable for the game. Then after Friday's business was done, it became difficult to communicate and catch up with him. I wasn't able to communicate with him on Friday evening or Saturday morning. So when we had our Saturday morning mock game or walkthrough and he was unavailable and we hadn't communicated with him, then it became something altogether different. We decided to focus our energies on the guys that were working and prepared to work and present. And so those are the guys that we prepared to play in the football game. Woke up Sunday morning, got a call from his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. Drew expressed that he was feeling better and that he would potentially be able to participate. I outlined to Drew that decisions weren't made like that, but I would be interested in visiting with him in person at the stadium prior to the game, but playing wasn't on the menu. So Drew relayed that to him. I met with AB prior to the game. He asked what he could do. I said the best thing he could do in terms of helping us win the game is to be there and support his teammates. He agreed to do that. We had a general conversation about his overall health. I sent him to the training staff to visit with those guys who obviously were at the stadium readying people for play. And that was the last conversation that he and I had. I subsequently saw him in the bowl, in stadium, doing pregame warm-ups and things of that nature. But as the game began to unfold, obviously, I get occupied with the things that are at hand. I hear that he left the stadium. I don't confirm that because, again, I was centered around the guys that were performing in stadium and things of that nature. So that's an outline of what's transpired from my perspective.
Okay, so Tomlin's going into pretty good detail there about what happened between the Steelers and Antonio Brown. AB was given the day off on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday because of the knee injury, and then Saturday, AB no-shows to that meeting. Tomlin gets a call from Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, not AB himself, Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, to say that AB is good enough to play in this game. Tomlin tells him that's not going to happen. You're not playing after you missed a meeting. And then AB shows up, wants to play. Tomlin tells him no, stay with the team, support your guys. And AB decides at halftime, or reportedly, he decides at halftime, he's going to leave the football game. Now, you know, that's the majority of the story. I get from Tomlin's perspective, that's the majority of the story. Although there is more to this, right? The one thing Tomlin leaves out there is what happened on Wednesday. The Post-Gazette story goes into detail about the mispractices and the fact that the knee injury wasn't the real thing that kept AB out of this football game against the Bengals. But what happened on Wednesday between AB and reportedly Ben Roethlisberger when there was some sort of altercation? Was a football thrown at Antonio Brown? Did he storm out of practice? Did AB storm out of practice? What exactly happened there? Tomlin was asked about it.
Mike, was there any issue between Antonio and Ben that you're aware of?
I'm sorry?
Is there any issue or situation with Ben and Antonio at practice that you are aware of?
I'm sure there's situations and conversations and disagreements that go on professionally speaking all the time, but not anything of any significance that would produce the conversation that we're having or something that would be need to overcome in the manner in which we're discussing.
So it sounds like something happened on Wednesday, right? Because Tomlin didn't say no. There was clearly something that happened this week between Antonio Brown. Now, you know, it's going to be downplayed, and clearly Ben has already downplayed it on his radio show, saying he didn't see any sort of blow up from AB or anything like that on Wednesday. Tomlin basically saying the same thing, right? You know, there might have been disagreements, but nothing that rises to the level of needing to talk about it during his year-end press conference. So what happened on Wednesday? What started all of this? What is AB's motivation for all of this? I guess we will never know, although, you know, maybe AB wants to talk about it. Certainly Ben Roethlisberger is not going to talk about it. Mike Tomlin there, not going to talk about it either. But even that's not the end of the story, right? Because AB, he shows up on Sunday intending to play. Tomlin tells him, stay, support your team during this football game, even though I'm not going to play you. AB leaves. Now, what happens on Monday during that final meeting of the year, right, the year-end meeting? This is the reporter here is going to ask it in a silly way. He misspeaks and asks about yesterday, meaning Tuesday, although Tomlin eventually gets to an answer. Here's what Tomlin and this reporter had to say.
Mike, was Antonio supposed to be here yesterday as well and didn't show up?
Correct.
When? Do you know where he is? Have you had any communication?
Like I mentioned, I hadn't talked to him since prior to the game on Sunday. Again, I wasn't here yesterday. So,
was he supposed to be here yesterday?
I wasn't here yesterday. So,
was he supposed to be here today?
I wasn't here yesterday. No one was required to be here yesterday. So I don't know what your reference to yesterday was about. He wasn't here on Monday, and I didn't talk to him on Monday. I didn't talk to him after the game on Sunday. I talked to him prior to the game on Sunday. And to be quite honest with you, I wasn't looking for conversation with anyone in a professional way yesterday.
Okay, so it's kind of a weird back and forth there because, again, the reporter mistakenly asking about yesterday, yesterday being Tuesday when the meeting was actually on Monday. So, but you get the gist of it, right? Antonio Brown did not show up for Monday's end of season meeting, meaning that he skipped Saturday's walkthrough. He then shows up for the game on Sunday after his agent reaches out to Mike Tomlin to tell Tomlin that AB can play in this game. Tomlin tells both the agent no and Antonio Brown no when AB shows up to the stadium. Tomlin then tells AB, look, this is a must-win game for our team. You should stick around here, support your teammates in this must-win playoff atmosphere. AB elects to leave the game at halftime, reportedly, and then does not show up to the meeting on Monday and has not been heard from again by any Steeler. Ben Roethlisberger on his radio show saying he has not talked to Antonio Brown. Tomlin certainly has not talked to Antonio Brown. And reportedly, even owner Art Rooney has tried to reach out to Antonio Brown, and AB has not replied to his messages either. So no one in the Steeler organization has heard from Antonio Brown. That's where the situation is as we sit here today on Wednesday. So let's go back now and talk about what happened throughout the week. And, you know, we're not going to learn any more about the altercation on Wednesday. And was that what sparked this whole thing? Was it because Ben wanted AB to run the route again and AB felt like Ben was showing him up or anything like that? We're probably not going to learn any more about that unless AB wants to speak about it publicly, because Ben's certainly not going to. Tomlin, as you heard, is not going to. But, you know, I guess the question is, was this a suspension of Antonio Brown, or did he keep him out because of injury? What happened with this knee injury throughout the week? Let's start there. A reporter asked Tomlin just that. Did you keep him out because of the knee injury, or did you keep him out because he missed that game on, or missed that meeting on Saturday? Could he have played in this game through this knee injury?
He couldn't participate as of Friday, or was he absent due to discipline because he didn't communicate with you?
He was absent due to injury and lack of information. When he did not show up on Saturday and I didn't know the extent of his injury, I made the decision at that time, regardless of how he felt at any point, that we were moving on and getting singularly focused on preparing to play the game. When he woke up on Sunday and felt better and Drew reached out and expressed that, I expressed to Drew that playing was not on the table because we had to draw a line in the dirt in terms of getting our group ready to play and make the last-minute preparations and so forth. So it was about his health or lack of information relative to his health in terms of determining his availability. That's why he was listed on the injury report. That's why he was listed on the injury report in the manner in which he was listed.
That's a really weird answer from Mike Tomlin, that he was unavailable because of injury and lack of information about the injury because he didn't show up on Saturday. Meaning that if he had been healthy all week and didn't show up for the meeting on Saturday, he would have been able to play in the game? I mean, is that the implication there from Tomlin? I guess we'll never know. But, you know, you go back to a year ago when Le'Veon Bell reportedly missed the meeting on Saturday before that game against the Jaguars. And, of course, Le'Veon Bell played almost every snap of that game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So that's a strange answer from Mike Tomlin. But another thing that was brought up during this press conference was, it was this knee injury even real from Antonio Brown?
Any reason to doubt the veracity of his saying that he had soreness in his knee?
I don't.
Did he go through with the MRI, Mike?
He did not. On Friday, he did not. But again, when I talked to you guys on Friday, I was not aware of that.
Yeah. You sat on him and he just didn't go through.
Correct.
So the reason this comes up during the press conference is that, and Aditi Kumbawala, who asked the first question there about the veracity of AB's knee injury, she tweeted this, that players on the team did not believe throughout the week that Antonio Brown was actually hurt. She tweeted this, Mike Tomlin said no when asked if he had any reason to doubt the veracity of Antonio Brown's claim of knee discomfort, but he acknowledges Brown never got an MRI, and multiple Steelers told me they did not believe Brown was hurt. They did not believe he was hurt. So if you now believe, if we put all these reports together, you see there's something that happens on Wednesday during practice. Thursday and Friday, AB misses because of a mysterious knee injury, one that the Steelers then sent him to get an MRI on. He then skips out on that MRI. He does not have the MRI, does not show up for Saturday, shows up for the game on Sunday after having his agent reach out to the team and say, I can play in this game. Tomlin tells him no. He shows up to the stadium, tells him no again, and then AB leaves the stadium at halftime, and that is the last he has heard from in Pittsburgh. Does not talk to the coaching staff, players, even ownership between then. Misses Monday's year-end meeting as well. What is the future of Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh? I said this yesterday. It feels like this should be a natural end here of the Killer Bee era, an era that has ushered in distraction after distraction. I understand that trading Antonio Brown is going to make this team worse, but is this the kind of team that is going to win a Super Bowl? One in which their star player is skipping out on meetings, deciding to leave the team at halftime in what was essentially a playoff game, as Tomlin called it during this press conference, our darkest hour. We need to not only win this football game, but hope that other teams outside of the stadium, you know, pull off their own upset in order for this team to make it. And that player is skipping out. Is that the player you want on this football team? Tomlin was asked about that. Is trading AB on the table?
Situation where you can envision a trade of Antonio Brown?
Again, I'm not going to speculate in terms of things that I can envision. I'm just not.
I know that kind of sounds like a non-answer from Tomlin, but it is interesting to me that that answer wasn't no. It wasn't in any way no. He didn't want to speculate at all on the future of Antonio Brown. Because I think for this team right now, as crazy as it is, trading Antonio Brown at 30 years old, the best wide receiver in the game, one of the best Steelers of all time, I think trading him is on the table. And I get that from a salary cap perspective, it seems silly. You know, from a Super Bowl window perspective, it seems silly. You know, the Super Bowl window basically slams shut if you trade Antonio Brown. From a talent perspective, I mean, this team gets much worse offensively without Antonio Brown out there. I get all of that. But I don't think that's the calculus that Mike Tomlin and the organization is doing right now in that front office. If you watch Mike Tomlin during this press conference, he seems like a guy who is done with Antonio Brown, done dealing with the antics of Antonio Brown. Tomlin has said in the past that I will tolerate you until I can replace you. The Steelers may not be able to replace Antonio Brown, one of the best receivers in the game, but I don't know that they can tolerate him. Here's what Tomlin had to say.
Things seem to keep popping up with AB, maybe outside of this building. Does there reach a point where it becomes more problematic than it's useful?
Certainly.
I think that short exchange told me everything I need to know about where Mike Tomlin is with this AB situation, where this entire Steeler organization is with the AB situation. Has it become more of a problem than it is worth it? Certainly. Certainly that's where we are at this point. You know, you can't argue about AB's stats, right? His productivity on the field. He's one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in the game right now. You can't argue with the salary cap implications of making a move like this. Moving on from Antonio Brown, it would cost this team $21 million in dead cap space to move him. You would just save $1 million in cap space, and you probably have to replace him in some capacity. But do the problems with Antonio Brown, do they outweigh the good at this point? And I think, as Tomlin said there, I think the answer to that question is certainly they do. Certainly they do. You cannot have a player quit on your team at the end of the year like this, especially given the history of this organization, the amount of problems that they have had in the past. The only consistency on this football team over the past 5 years has been the consistent off-the-field distractions that this team has had to deal with. Whether it be Antonio Brown, whether it be Le'Veon Bell or other players, it is time for Mike Tomlin, it is time for this organization to take a stand. And if that means trading away its best player at the end of a Super Bowl window, then so be it, because it is better for this organization in the long run. All right, that'll do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com, the email address. You can follow me on Twitter @SteelerCountry. I'm likely going to take tomorrow off to kind of rest here, try to keep my voice intact. I'll have Christopher Carter on, though, on Friday, right here on Locked On Steelers.